Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
RJ Bell is brought to you by the all new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel. The only place in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Visit sportsbetri.com. RJ Bell of pregame.com on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. He is joining us from Vegas today. RJ, happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
I win the races, I get the money.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's, you heard that. let's get into the Patriots game.
Have you guys seen Cedar Rapids?
I don't think I have.
No.
Oh, my gosh. So it's at John C. Reilly, and it's an insurance convention.
I've seen it. It's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Is it good?
Yeah.
Highly underrated.
I don't remember John C. Reilly in it, though.
Have you seen Deliverance?
No pig squealing here. No, the dude. Am
seen
I thinking,
Jaws? Seen that speech with Quint?
You need a bigger boat. I watch a lot of movies. How I relax.
Oh, it's great.
Let's talk about the Patriots spread. It's 13 and a half as we've seen it. That feels like a big number for a team that's lost two straight games, even though they're playing at home.
Well, I mean, you've got the history of off a loss. And I know that there's always, you know, when you hit 70%, let's say it's something, you're going to lose 30% of the time. So it makes sense that you're going to look at the Pats and say, oh, they were off a loss here and didn't cover. Well, since 2003, Patriots off a loss, 38-15. That's 72% against the spread. But here's the thing. When the spread is a touchdown or more off a loss, 8-10. When the spread is less than a touchdown off a loss, 30-5. Think about that. 30-5 against the spread. Whew. But we are in this high zone here. So the only thing that keeps me off of the Bills is, and you guys might be able to give me some insight here. When Belichick put Gronk on the injury report yesterday, now, did he get in? He wasn't on the Wednesday injury report.
Doesn't mean anything.
When he put him on the Thursday, that was a sign of him trolling, him saying, oh, now you're going to say Josh Gordon's gone and also Gronk's banged up. I think he wants this narrative. And if Belichick wants it, that scares me.
I don't think it's a narrative, though. I think he's legitimately hurt.
I like
hurt.
That take, though.
I think the guy's hurt.
I think he's hurt, too, but I like
but
your take.
Why wasn't he on the Wednesday practice?
It's not the first time it's happened. It happened a couple of weeks ago, too. They've done this multiple times.
With him and Brady.
They keep doing this.
Yeah, but at least they're doing it with intent. We know Gronk's a little banged up, or maybe even more than a little.
I think it's more than a little.
Well, I know that against the Dolphins, he had a good game other than the defensive play. How would you characterize how he looked physically against the Steelers?
I would say physically he looks the same. The thing that was different was the coverage. He didn't get the coverage in Miami. He did get it against Pittsburgh.
You know, here's the thing, and I mean, obviously you guys love the Pats, and rightfully so. I was talking about this on my show, is what is the one thing that's allowed consistency of winning? Let's just say the last 10 years, forget 15 or 18. So you could say a great quarterback play would come first to the list, right? Yes. But you'd be like, wait a minute, Aaron Rodgers is now missing two straight playoffs. Drew Brees had two straight 7-9 seasons not that long ago. So which quarterback has ever really consistently had a bunch of playoffs in a row? None, really. Well, then you could say maybe it's great coaching. And it's like, well, who's the great coaches other than Belichick? Andy Reid, you could put in the conversation, but he just got fired, right? Not that, a couple years ago. And then all these other kind of you know, McVay types that come and seem to come and go, and Nagy, you know, Peterson. Who knows if these guys are going to be any good in 5 or 7 years? But who's like a really, really good coach other than Andy Reid that's been around for a while? You could probably say Sean Payton.
Yeah, I was going to say Payton and Breeze, that combo.
So, but 7-9, 2 straight. So what I'm saying is Belichick is the one factor that in the last 10, 15, 18 years that just doesn't lose. So I'm not saying one day he will lose, right? Chuck Nola, or he'll retire. You know, you will lose your fastball at some point. But to me, I think if you question Belichick, you're probably making a mistake.
All right, I got one more question for you. We got to let you go a little early today because we're going to be hearing from Tom Brady. His press conference is coming up in a couple of minutes.
So Brady over RJ Bell, you're saying?
Well, I mean, they've been moving things around like crazy on us today.
Okay, we've readjusted. What you're
not our choice.
Yeah, we got to carry him live.
We're forced into this. We'd rather talk to you, believe me.
Hardy and I both like the Chargers. We had it at -4.5 earlier today. That's what we got it at. We both really like the Chargers covering that against the Ravens.
I actually like that, too. A lot of sharps are on Ravens. To me, it's all about defense against the rush, and Chargers are much better than the teams the Ravens played. They played 5 games with Jackson. Those 5 teams are 5 of the 6 worst defensive rush teams in the NFL. Also, you need speed against the read option, and that's what the Chargers have. By the way, guys, we went 4-1 in the Super Contest. We are now 1 game out of first, and no one's in second with us. Only one player ahead of us. The online book, my bookie, has us favored to win it. 640K, 10 games left, and I'll be tweeting. I actually did triple work this week. It was like exam week. I'll be tweeting out our 5 picks Saturday morning at RJ in Vegas. We've only had one losing week the entire season.
So if you guys win that, then you split the 640K, you and the other guy?
Yeah, I have half of it, and then 2 other guys have a quarter and a quarter.
And then you fly us out to help celebrate the season.
Because I've wondered this, you know, when I hit a Royal on a $100 machine, if you win like $300,000-$400,000 gambling, what are your taxes on that? Because, I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah. So what happens is if it's a big payoff, like at the track, they have what they call withholding.
Yeah.
And it's just like a W-2 where you're going to get that money back. They just make sure. Holding. So you're just going to pay your normal, 25. You know, what we do is run it through, you know, the question is, are you doing a 1040 or are you doing it as a corporation? If you're a serious bettor out there who actually wins, you probably want to have a corporation. Again, check with your lawyer, but that's the general advice.
I'll check with my lawyer. Absolutely. I'll check with my attorney right on this.
Yeah. RJ, appreciate everything.
Thanks,
you've done
RJ.
For us
Have
this
year. Holiday.
Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, when we talk again, I might be the champion.
Oh, all right.
So good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Good
luck,
Saturday.
Man.
See you, pal.
RJ Bell, pregame.com is where you find him, and on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. He'll have some free picks for you coming up. That is Saturday morning. Tomorrow morning, he'll put those free picks, 5 freebies up there for you.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
Is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I haven't talked to you guys since I got out. I've been busy, you know?
You were going in the clink?
I haven't talked to you guys since, like, the Celtics playoffs. I've been...
Oh, my God. How's the food, though?
Doing bad. Let's not even go there. I just had a half-day landscape, and I'm making some American chop suey today.
Attaboy. Get right back to it.
Been crushing it on Tinder, too.
Belichick will speak momentarily in Foxborough. I'm sorry, Tom Brady. Bill already spoke. Just distracted watching his screen.
By watching Bennett's head.
Just the
Phil Perry's already there.
The look Boom. Before the look.
Look at the Maven up front.
Yep. Phil Perry's up front. Mike Reese. See the back of Mike Reese's head right there. Getting ready for Tom Brady, who is going to be speaking for the first time since Josh Gordon. He departed from the team yesterday. 617-779-0985. Brady will speak at any moment. When he does, we'll go to Foxborough, and you will hear it. In the meantime, got some calls on the board. Jason in Nashua on Christmas movies.
Hey, Jason. How you guys doing?
Hey.
Jason. Hey, so I want to ask you guys a question. Is Miracle on 34th Street a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
And I don't watch it.
Came out in the summertime. So that whole thing of the release date thing, that's stupid. Miracle on 34th Street is a Christmas movie, right? And that came out in the summer. Gremlin was on last night. The Gizmo was a gift to his son on Christmas. If it has Christmas carols in it, it's a Christmas movie.
If you were going to describe Gremlins in 10 words or less, do you have to use the word Christmas?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Gremlins is about a bunch of the little creatures that
call stupid
multiply when they get wet.
Listen, when the clock told the chief, right, Santa was coming out of the house, getting attacked by gremlins. It's Christmas, he yelled. It's Christmas. It's a Christmas movie. There's Christmas lights. There's Christmas everything. I look at Gremlins as a Christmas movie. Yes. It's a horror Christmas movie.
You're proof that opinions can be wrong.
I am not wrong.
It's not a Christmas movie.
They're wrong. Wrong.
Do you think that Christmas is...
And the whole... I looked it up.
Don't you think it should be festive?
The guy that directed the Die Hard said that... It is a Christmas movie.
Oh, he did? Oh. How about Bruce Willis
he wouldn't be saying that. So,
what did Bruce Willis say so far?
Richard Donner, I believe.
John McClane saved the day on Christmas. This is not... I don't know why it's a debate.
Because you're lying to yourself. That's why. Because you just like to argue.
It's not a movie about Christmas. Anymore. It has Christmas in it. But it is not a movie about Christmas. Gremlins is not about Christmas. It's about the gremlins.
It's not about Santa. It's not about elves. It's not about the spirit of giving. It's about little monsters that you can't feed after midnight. And if you get them wet, they multiply. That's what Gremlins is about.
Sounds like a really good movie.
You've never seen Gremlins?
I've never have.
Oh, it is a good movie. Yeah, it's fine. Die Hard's about...
I stand correct. I've seen parts of it, but I thought it was so stupid that I couldn't make it through the entire movie. It didn't entertain me. Gremlins. Thought it was dumb. And never once did I ever have any inclination that, wow, this is a top 10 Christmas movie right here, boy.
I think this
is wheelhouse.
I think we nailed it, though.
We're going to watch Gremlins.
The best indicator is, if it's on Memorial Day weekend, do you say to yourself, what the hell is this doing on?
All right.
You say that about Elf. You don't say it about Gremlins.
Don't you think that
you don't say it about Die Hard.
Don't you think it's a good indicator if you have family that are coming in, or you haven't seen them in a while, and you get together, and you're having food, or your kids are there? Don't you think that's a good litmus test as to what a Christmas movie is? We want to watch this movie with my kids. We want to watch it with our relatives.
No.
Nobody pulls up a chair and says, "Ah, huddle around the TV, kids. Get the cocoa out. Gremlins is on." No, you do it with Elf. You do it with Christmas with the Cranks. You do it with Scrooge. You do it with Miracle. I'll give you the old stuff. Miracle on 34th Street. All that. A Christmas Carol. All of that. You know what was even on yet last night? I saw it real quick. A night before. We made fun of Jim in Rhode Island.
I started watching that last night, too.
I started watching. I'm like, you know what? Okay, I can maybe see why people would consider it Christmas. But
what'd you think of the movie overall, though? I lost interest in it.
It's almost like you're trying to watch Knocked Up, but like, okay, let's force feed Knocked Up in December. It's weird. I don't know.
I just didn't think it was that funny.
I didn't think it was great, and I didn't think it was really Christmassy, but I can see why someone may mention it. But Die Hard, never. Ever.
People want to argue. It just want to argue.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Who's the guy, too? Were they Russians, or were they Austrians, or... South African?
European is all I can say.
No, no, don't touch me. Don't shoot me like the rest of them. Oh, you're going to kill me.
Like a witch.
Yeah. It's awful.
Brady's late, huh?
He's really late.
Nathan's in Reading. Hi, Nathan. What do you got today?
What's up, honey? Merry Christmas. Hi. Party of Christmas.
Yeah.
Hi.
Best Christmas movie ever. It's a fat called Bert and Santa's Cookies. It's eight for more than you fuck.
What?
I don't know. I might have to dump that.
Yeah.
Think he may have dropped an F-bomb.
What kind of fudge? Who said fudge?
All the static.
What kind of fudge cookies? Jesus. I think he was trying to talk about cookies and fudge, and somehow it's something else sounded like it came out. But it
yeah, didn't. I wouldn't.
Who's the guy in the in
touchdown? Tom's going over. Yes.
Who's Run the guy in the night before? That's
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
See, I was expecting something along the lines of the end of the world.
Here we go.
All right, Tom Brady is stepping up to the podium right now in Foxborough.
Look at him.
TB12.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Tom, what was your initial reaction to the news yesterday of Josh Gordon's suspension?
There wasn't much reaction.
What are your thoughts on him leaving the team? How much does that hurt you guys offensively?
Well, we all wish him the best. I think that's kind of how we all feel. We want him to do what's right for him.
Tom, it's been I guess for lack of a better word, a merry-go-round at receiver this year. So many guys in and out. What's that been like for you?
You know, the guys have been in there, been working hard, and, you know, we're trying to, I think like every position, try to make improvements over the course of the week. And different guys have been in there at different times, and, you know, I just have a lot of confidence in the guys that are in there. So, Jules, Phillip, Hogue, CP, they all do a good job. They all have different roles. And, we're after we all play a great game.
The mood in the locker room yesterday seems to be one of sadness, but also for sadness for Josh, but also acknowledging a must-win game ahead.
Yeah.
How do you honestly balance that? I mean, it's almost, you got the human side, which you have someone you care about deeply,
yep.
But then you got the job. You know, how do you feel the yep. team is balanced?
Yeah, that's, you know, there's a lot of those different type of feelings and emotions over the course of the year, and they're, we all have lives that exist outside of, you know, this building, and, there's a lot of support from everyone, and everyone goes through different things over the course of the year. We certainly faced our fair share of adversities, and I think part of that's mental toughness, and when you actually go out on the field and the meetings and so forth, you just focus on what you have to do, what your role is, what your job is, and I think we've done a good job of that. So, we're just working through the week and realizing that it's obviously a huge game, big opportunity for us, and, it's one we got to win. So that's been talking about that all week.
Almost every week you come in here and people would ask you, how is Josh doing as far as picking up the offense and working together and losing? Great things to say about it. Did this come as a shock to you when you heard about it? What was your initial thought with that?
Yeah, I that's exactly how I felt. So I certainly appreciate all his efforts and hard work, and I didn't have much of a reaction, just focus on what I need to do, and it's kind of the way it's been all year.
So there's no indication that there was anything wrong as far as you could see?
I mean, I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea. I just, like I said, I showed up, I heard just like everyone else. So,
none of the receivers are like Gordon physically. Hogan and Dorsett might fill in the offense, but they're different type of players. Is it a difficult transition? It's week 16 now, it's a Thursday. To have to kind of change the offense on the fly here?
The reality is it could happen like the first play of the game too, you know? I mean, someone sprained an ankle and next thing you know, guys are adjusting. And that's just part of, I think, the nature of playing a long time is, you know, you realize that things happen very quickly and they change very quickly. And, you know, we lost Jeremy Hill the first game of the year, you know? If you think you got all this running back depth, next thing you know, guys get hurt. But, you know, it's 2 weeks in, you're like, holy cow, what happened? You know, and that's just part of playing and being mentally tough, and everything changes quickly, you know, and it's just part of it. You deal with things over the course of a long season, 16 weeks, and, you know, you are what you are after 4 games, after 8 games, after 12 games, and then we're here in the last quarter of the season, and we got 2 very important games coming up for our whole season, and we worked hard to get to this point. Everyone's put a lot of effort. Everyone's a little bit tired. It's been a lot of football, but you got to tough it out, and it's like the end of a marathon. I mean, you're definitely – you know, you're happy that you're, you know, in the position you're in. We got a great opportunity ahead of us. So just trying to emphasize that. You can't ever take these things for granted. I always say it's so hard to win in the NFL. And we got a great opportunity ahead of us. So we need to take advantage of it.
Did you reach out to Josh after you heard the news? I mean, your locker was next to his.
Yeah.
You stayed up late helping him and going over practices and stuff with him. So did you reach out to him?
Those are all very personal things. So I'll keep those to myself.
How important is it to get James Y back incorporated into the office?
James is a big, done a great job for us, and he's a big part of what we do every week. So some weeks he gets a little more than others, and anytime the ball's in his hands, we're in good shape because he does a great job with it, taking care of it. He's a big factor every game, so we count on him a lot. Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Count on him some weeks more than others. It's all about, yeah, whenever the ball's in James White's hands, good things happen. Should get it in his hands more often. Huh, that's a good point, Tom. It's a good last question. I hope it's indicative of what they're thinking about for Sunday.
Maybe it's not totally up to him at times.
Yeah, well, I'm sure right? I'm sure it's
he's not calling the plays. He is an offensive coordinator.
No reaction.
I thought Brady would have more on Josh Gordon. I thought he would say something without. I thought he would say more without saying anything.
You know what? He's never really said much on him from the beginning. Remember when he was first here at the beginning? It's like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Yeah, he's here. He's working hard. Never really elaborated until after you found out. Okay, the locker's next to him. He's been up and running with him. Now he's starting in a football game. Okay, we'll start talking about him. Yeah, he's starting to evolve in his offense a little bit. But to sit there and have no reaction, I believe that. Your starting quarterback, your starting receiver's taken away. One of your more dynamic ones. It's my reaction. Oh, I punched hole number 17 in the wall behind me.
That's on the season.
Oh, yeah, if we're taking count for this year. Yeah, I was really, really wishing him well and really had no reaction here.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub. Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Coach. How you doing, buddy? First question I want to ask you was about just the preparation going into this year. Do you feel a sense of, I don't want to say stress, but from an expectation, it seems pretty good. And there's some changes, around the East. Players have talked about that the East now goes through Boston. Do you feel some of that pressure?
No.
Oh, yeah. Candles burning low. Lots of mistletoe.
I think he wakes up.
Lots of snow and ice.
On Wednesdays, because, we'll wake up. I'll wake up on a Tuesday and be like, okay, got to go to Gillette. So I go to Gillette. Or... we know that Phil Perry comes in with us on Friday. Shaughnessy, he'll move around.
Tuesday, Thursday.
I'm going to come in early today, 10 to 12. He'll get on a flight or something.
So Dan makes his own schedule. I think Brad wakes up on Wednesday. He's like, got those bastards again. Oh, it's kind of a shotgun question he's going to throw at me right at the start of that thing.
No.
Once this is all said and done, we're post football. I'm going down to that facility and watching practice. I want to go down there and check it out. I want to see it. I want to get my hair cut in that haircut chair.
They're not going to let you get
it. He said I could come do whatever I want. I said, come on down. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, the Celtics have reached out to me. You guys are invited. Whenever you want to go down there, we can set up a time to go down
there. Yeah,
they're
not going to have you get a haircut, though. That's for
How about shoot some threes? A little step back.
That I could see, but not the haircut. That's a player's thing. That's for players. Wayne is in Grafton today.
Hey, Zoe, I like your. Hey, you got it. Zoe, I liked your Christmas tradition. I mean, maybe next year if we're all here, we can have a Christmas hot tub party. Think of the possibilities with that. And Beetle, I like your beans coming along good. And I commented on all you guys. You got to get Zoe with the program. I think he can have a beard with a little. Soul patch, because after all, guys, I mean, what guy doesn't like Bush on his face?
I don't think we can play that.
Yeah, I think we can. I think it's within the lines, unfortunately.
When you trim your bushes outside, and, I use the cutter where you got to plug it in, and I put the WD-40 on it, you cut your bushes, you get on your face sometimes. Then you can do about it. You go ahead and take a shower, I jump in the pool. Comes right off. Wayne. This is it for calls for 2018 for us. This is it, people. These next 5 minutes are it for you. This is it. Man, we'll see you on the other side.
Oh, Beetle will take some calls pre and post game. Post game mostly.
That's right.
You take any pregame calls, Beetle?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're good.
If they're there.
Couple. If they're good.
If they're there. Paul's in Rhode Island. Paul.
Hello there. Merry Christmas, boys.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. God bless your family. And all I have to say is this. Is this the year for Brady? Can you say that the quarterback mafia holds them together and they help each other? And can I just say...
What mafia group? A mafioso?
Yeah. I mean, those two throws at the end zone for Brady, I mean, they help Pittsburgh get in the playoffs. We love them to come here. All I can say is
so you thank think you for the your work all year. I got you. Yep.
Listen, it goes like this. Brady needs six, okay? I promise if I get six Super Bowls, I will definitely put by a Patriots shirt and say Kraft Works on the back, okay?
You know what?
That's the end of it. The man is put up with a lot. The man's put up with a lot.
What's up a lot, Hardy?
I just got a headache, too. Like, in the last 45 seconds.
I would leak six Advil.
It was Wayne and Grafton.
It's right here. That. Right here behind your neck.
I got it right, right behind my left
that
eye.
That spot again. I can find it for you.
If I can convince T-Bone to come in here and give you one more back rub before the end of the year, is that what you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
To find that knot? T-Bone, sure. Would you come in here and rub Zoe's back one more time as a holiday gift?
Come on, Tom. Tamp,
right now, please.
You know the spot.
You want to see Zoe drool and see his left leg start to twitch?
I have this one knot right under my right lap.
Our associate producer, Tom T-Bone Morgan, gets in here and starts working with those big meat hooks of his on Zoe's back. Let me tell you something. I am gratified seeing someone be so gratified at a simple back rub. It's borderline sexual. The pleasure that Zoe derives from this.
He's already, down low.
You know what? I think we should go to a Christmas song. Maybe the one Hardy did before we get to the fake promos.
It make you sing like it's never sung before. Oh, Jesus.
He needs to feel it in his eye.
Oh, go to the song. God.
Okay.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. And at Flag Day time, I'll see you at the Denim Parade.
But in this world of plenty, there are some that still don't know about my famous dish called Super Nachos. The greatest gift they'll get this year is a first round bye.
Where the offense never slows and Brady never grows old. But does Ken know it's Christmas time at all?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
Here's to Ken.
Raise a glass at the copper kettle. To like 30 something countries in my lifetime, dude. Turkey, Bulgaria, Greece, Northern Syria, Armenia, Serbia, Austria, been to the Vatican twice. As a country.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to
break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, this is it for 2018 for this show. Last takeaway. It's actually a fake promo. So the final fake promos of 2018, the year. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
You have one more show to do this year.
You're right.
We have multiple shows. When's the next?
It'll be me and former Fred. Confused. Me and Ted Johnson.
What
next
day?
Monday, baby. 4 hours of power hours.
He's working New Year's Eve day.
Oh, yep,
you're working New
Ted.
Year's Eve.
Me and Ted.
Yep. All right.
Yep.
Zoe and Teddy.
Post, yep. It'll be day after game.
Wait, that's been announced, right? We're not breaking news there or anything, are we?
Oh, no, it's announced.
Ted Johnson. Ted Johnson, former Patriot. Newest member at 98.5 yep. The Sports.
I'm pretty sure shake, it's been announced. He says bake. Shake and bake.
I'm going to assume that someone else has said that already, but obviously Zoe and I
mean, it's
very
it's been
excited about that.
Yeah.
And
we're extremely excited. Good friends with that
back
kid.
Here in the Boston area, and he was doing a great show down in Houston for years, and now he's going to be with us, you know, here and there.
I just love the
little
fact
this,
that
his, little of that.
His neck is three times the size of Tom's, and Tom's has one of the little snacks in the building.
All right, we got to get to the fake promos.
All right, this is best of fake promos from the last part of the year. Here we go.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
They called someone else in Walden looking for a trade for the banner.
You know this for a fact? Who did they call?
I know for a fact. I'm not going to say what it was for. Drugs.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The great 2018 banner theft.
These
that's
freaking,
a really good one.
These molded
people. I'm not going to say what
today.
It's for.
What are you doing here? Oh, this is a show, you fat ass. I'm looking at you, fat.
Wasn't a theft. It was that fell off a truck.
Where are you at?
Days at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Torrey Krug, Bruins defenseman, is with us.
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
How you doing, bud?
How long does it take you to go to sleep?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports
Hub. That's not fair.
He probably goes, let him
lose. Out of context,
face.
That's out of context.
Knock your ass out.
That's not fair. We were talking about the sleep habits of athletes and how sleep science is a big part of things
that's
now.
Right.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Do you know what Van Morrison's nickname is?
I do not.
The Belfast Cowboy.
I like it.
The Jets are going to give us a run this year.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Non sequitur Pauly.
He's weird, man.
He's got a lot of things to say.
Give me some
sure
time.
He does. Can't tie them all together.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing well.
You okay if we call this Friedel and the Beetle?
You do what you want.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You know what's most
I think those went.
Amazing about that is that when Zoe saw him after the season, Coach Friedel was all like, yeah, I hope we're going to do it again next year.
Yeah, my man, what's going on?
He's
we
like,
loved it.
Pumped up for
he
it.
He did?
Wow.
He's like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he hated us. Guess
yeah,
not.
You sound like you never, I guess I'm going to hold him like, hey, how you doing? Oh, there you are. Look at you over there.
Well, maybe he needs to come in live then.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
PG can't cover.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
So freaking strange.
That may have been the best poll of the year from anybody.
Yeah.
The Bert's
that's
laugh
clean.
And
that's
Vincent Price.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Jim Love.
That's a good one, Jim.
Midday's at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dave and Haverhill, Dave.
The underwater activity, activity of the sperm whale versus the giant squid, that whole thing, it's all CGM and all that stuff. I think that's the toughest battle in the sea ever.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Our aquatic references this summer when it was shark phobia here. And Sharkatanko.
I asked him during that call to name his top five undersea battles. Understood giant squid versus sperm whale number one, but he had four ready to go. This was something he had been thinking about prior to calling into the show that day.
Giant squids can deceptively crush your skull. Like, they could...
I don't know if they're all that deceptive about it.
No, not deceptive, it's... but, like, they could just collapse anything. The power, the torque.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
When Madden 98 came out right after we lost the Super Bowl of the Packers.
Yep.
When I first started watching with my dad, I'm like 8 years old.
That's when I started playing with myself.
Yeah, at the
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Video game.
Out of context.
That caller sounds like someone we work with.
Who do you think that was?
Our buddy JT.
Oh, you think so?
It sounds like him. No. I don't think it is him. I don't think it's him.
No.
It sounds like him.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, Beatles been holding it during him. It does the same thing.
Yeah, but he does. No, it does not do the same thing. Just leave your hands off it.
It's in a... awkward spot.
It's awkward.
And you have to hold it. You gotta remind yourself. Bend over.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We've worked out the kinks here. We have.
Have we?
Yeah.
I still think we're finding our way.
Sometimes, but I'm a big fan of it. Big fan of it here. Lots of stuff going on, man.
Everything gets on the air.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, what's going on? It's Zo, and I'm here live for the big game in Houston. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Oh, hey, it's Zoe.
Zolak and Bertrand,
98.5. That was live on the air. Right there.
In Minneapolis.
Yeah.
No,
that was like in September.
September of this year.
He handed me 4-year-old
about
copy.
18 months after we were in Houston.
2-year-old copy. Yeah. Gotta go, Jim.
I just like how you started over by saying,
well, you reset.
Hey, it's Zoe.
Trying to attend Zolak and Bertrand.
How do they know about the penis and Cracker Jack?
The what and Cracker Jack?
The what? The penis
and Cracker Jack.
The penis and
peanuts.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
All right, we gotta go
Sports
Hub.
He said penis. He said penis. Play another one.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How you doing?
How many more? One more.
Simple ones are the best.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dino, who's in Brooklyn. Dino.
Yeah, you guys talk about Boston Red Sox.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, wait, this ain't Ken from Lowell.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Italian, let's go to Italian guy from Bronx.
Can I just hear Dilly one more time, please? It was so fast. Please. Please.
I'm not
dealing. I just want to hear.
One
more time this year.
Hey, good year,
everyone
guys.
Here. To everyone Merry out Christmas. There. Merry Christmas to all of you. Have an excellent weekend. Yep. Have an excellent week off. If you get some time off, good for
Safe
you.
Safe travels. Going to see
Enjoy
the family.
Enjoy the
Can't
holiday.
Yep.
Whatever it is you're doing to celebrate.
We're coming, baby.
Be safe. We love you.
Yep.
We mean it.
We love our listeners. Thank you for listening to Zolak and Bertrand. Here we go. Give me Jim.
Days at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
How you doing?
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.